So what do you do now after the game?
Go relax.
And just, how do you relax? I mean, you just sit at home and veg out, or I mean, this is.
I mean, you just get away from it. You go home, you relax, you watch TV, you enjoy your time with your family. I mean, you know, just stuff like that. You go eat if you got people coming out here.
Yeah. Do you ever feel, I don't know, like if one little thing had gone wrong, could have lost that game because it was so close, back and forth like that.
Yeah, if something happens, it happens. You know, you can't sit there and think, what if this would have happened, what if that would have happened. At the end of the day, nothing happens until it actually happens. So you just got to go out there and play. And, you know, regardless of whatever is going on, we play through it. You know, regardless of the flash, regardless of the drop balls, regardless of anything, we're going to keep playing through it. And, you know, you never point out anything that say, oh, this would have won or lost the game. You just keep on playing.
Do the neighbors come around to you after a game and talk to you about it, or do you stay by yourself?
I stay by myself, but yeah. I mean, if I see anybody in the neighborhood, I'm pretty sure they'll say hi or something.
Good for you. You're not that big. I expected you to be a lot bigger.
Thanks. You're not too big yourself.
Well, that's what I mean, and that's why I'm not in football. But yeah. So do you go right back on the treadmill or something? Do you take the day off, or when do you go back to working out?
I go back to work when we have to go back to work. Yeah. I mean, nothing changes for me. You know, when you're off, you're off. When you clock in, you clock in.
Yeah. Nice to see you. Thank you.
Nice to see you, too. Yep. How you doing, Colin?